Thank you, Chair. Sorry for the delay. It was translated Mexico, so that's why I didn't take the floor. So also, bear with me, please, if I'm being a little bit dyslexic because I'm looking currently at three different documents. But I will do my best to be to the point. On paragraph 4.1, we think the suggestion started by victims is a little bit passive, and we have an alternative wording to, since the states will be responsible. So we suggest that it starts like this: each state party shall adopt such legislative and other measures in accordance with applicable international law to protect the human rights and fundamental freedoms of the victims. I will send everything in writing. And on paragraph 4.2, just after the word victim, we suggest to add in accordance with applicable international human rights law. So without prejudice to article 4.1, above, victims shall, in accordance with applicable international human rights law, so we know the sub-paragraph are committed to the international human rights law. On 4.2c, we suggest to end, the listing, be guaranteed the right to fair, adequate, effective, prompt, non-discriminatory, appropriate access to justice. Otherwise, if we start listing, we might also put into consideration cultural, religious, linguistic aspects to it. So just appropriate access to justice without listing. We would like to revert to the previous formatting, that be protected from any unlawful interference with their privacy, to be in line with the wording in the ICCPR, without mentioning the right to privacy. That's it at the moment. Thank you.